Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll have an update on the future of the regional veterinary laboratories and Ireland's new national farmed animal health strategy. I've been speaking with Thomas Hubert, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. But first, I asked him about the Fair Deal Nursing Home Support Scheme, which is of considerable importance to so many people in Donegal. The whole issue of nursing home charges is certainly one of interest to many of our listeners. With an ageing population, of course, this is going to be a big issue in the months and years ahead. Now, the Fair Deal scheme and various reforms that have come in the last couple of years, it's a topic that generates much debate. And the Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People, Jim Daly, is going to meet with the IFA over, I suppose, the latest tweaking of the whole deal.
He is. That's what he told the Seanad a few days ago, and that's been in the works for a long, long time, Chris. There was a review report first published in 2015, in July actually, it's just 2 years now, and a number of points were raised in that report, including things that are in the news at the moment, the additional charges that residents in nursing homes have to pay, aside from what is covered by the Fair Deal scheme, and also the problem of farms and farm assets. What happens when a farmer owns land and that's taken in the means assessment calculation, and they end up paying pretty heavy charges based on that. So that's all been discussed for the past 2 years, as I just said, and it's going to be probably reformed in the next budget. There might be some other pieces of legislation needed to do a full update of the scheme, but Jim Daly, as you said, is preparing for that, so we're waiting to see what happens.
Are all the different farm organisations singing from the same hymn sheet with regard to this?
The IFA is the most active on this. They were part of this whole review process. They presented to a thing called an inter-department and agency group, so bringing together all the state bodies that deal with the Fair Deal scheme. Their position is that farms should not be taken at full value when you calculate charges based on how much a person owns and earns for the scheme. So they say, for example, for tax, you have 90% discount when you transfer your farm to the next generation. Why can't we apply the same kind of discount when we calculate nursing home charges? And also, anything you owned in the past 5 years before you enter a nursing home is taken into account. A lot of people maybe didn't plan that far, and in the 5 years before they needed full-time care, they still owned a lot of the farm, and this is now being taken into account, and their children are left with the burden of those charges applying to the family farm. So I want to reduce those 5 years looking back. Those are all the points under discussion at the moment.
It's never too late to plan ahead. Now, if you're a farmer and you're of aging years and this is coming down the track not too soon, and maybe your family or your kids have moved away, I suppose seeking clarity on the whole issue is very important.
It is, and it takes a bit of time. As I just said, anything you do 5 years prior to entering the nursing home will be taken into account. So it really, the advice is not to wait until the last minute, until you need care. Plan ahead, a good few years ahead, if you can, of any plans to move away from your own home, and make sure you know who you have identified to take over the farm, how you're going to transfer the land to them in an orderly way. If you want to retain a piece of land for your own safety, as is really the tradition, you know, keep something just in case, one or two fields. Do bear in mind that if you do enter a nursing home under the Fair Deal scheme, the value of those fields you keep to your name will be used in the means assessment. So maybe talk to a solicitor or to your accountant or anyone around you who knows how those schemes work to make sure you make the right decisions.
And one of the difficulties is the fact that no two farmers are going to be the same. So whilst if you look at the HSE website or you try to get information, you'll get a certain amount. And therein lies one of the difficulties. It's very hard to get a proper picture, isn't it?
It is. There are rules that apply to a lot of different types of property and income that people might have. So if you have, for example, your home on the farm, the home is only taken into account for 3 years, but the land is taken into account for as long as you stay in the nursing home. So the charges will change over the years. If you are in a nursing home that has additional charges for example, hairdressing or newspapers or things like that that are not covered in the scheme, the cost every month will be different. So as you said, very different situations, and everyone needs to look at their own case and see how much they're going to be charged and how they can meet those costs.
So one of the tasks for the IFA will be to get clarity on many of these issues, and then at least to be able to present it to the farming community in as best a way as possible, in as simple as way as possible. And some people may have seen that new report by the advocacy group Age Action, and it had actually warned that, I suppose you could call them, that there are hidden charges out there.
There are. That's really one of the things that were not planned maybe as well as they could have been when the scheme was designed, that there are very strict definitions of what is covered by the scheme. So it's really the cost of care itself, being in a nursing home and having staff attend to your needs. But if you have, for example, needs for a doctor outside hours at the weekend, if you need maybe some extra supplies, incontinence pads, things like that, if you need, if you wish to have some kind of entertainment services, take part in activities in the nursing home, they can be charged extra. And some people find out after the fact that they will be paying maybe up to a few hundred a month for that. So that's something else to add to the budget that is not covered by the state scheme.
Well, we may or may not end up with a scheme or that is perfect or somewhat imperfect, but at least the ball is rolling, and one would expect that with these negotiations that the end product will be perhaps somewhat better than what we have at the moment.
It could be, and I suppose for farmers the main thing to look out for is whether those rules taking the value of your farm into account will change. There are also discussions to start a separate scheme to give home care to people who don't want to move to a nursing home and maybe could stay at home if they had more help. So that's also on the cards. So those two things could really make a difference for families, especially in rural Ireland in isolated areas.
Now, moving on to something quite different, the regional veterinary labs, there had been some speculation based on a report that they could be closed. The nearest one to Donegal is, of course, the one in Sligo, but it appears now that they've got a stay of execution.
I think they have, yes. I was talking to Minister Michael Creed at the launch of the new farmed animal health strategy. This is the first time Ireland has a five-year plan to deal with livestock diseases and prevention and all that. And I was asking the Minister at that event on Tuesday whether the RVLs, the labs, would stay, because the strategy itself and the Minister in his speech really highlight their role in providing a good monitoring service and data for research on all the possible diseases that cattle and sheep and other animals can have. So the minister said that he could see no threat to the number of labs at the moment. They're still under review. It's been going on for the full year. It started in January. There's been a number of protests throughout the year of farmers really fearing that their lab nearest to their farm would close. And the minister said they're still studying the cost and the benefits they get from the labs. But at the moment, he doesn't think the number is going to change. So the one in Sligo, for your listeners, would stay. And there was a proposal to maybe close that one down, and farmers would have to go to a Sloan. And there was even a more drastic proposal to close both, and then the nearest one would be in Bakweston near Dublin. So that would be a long way to bring a carcass of a dead cow to see what happened, have post-mortem done. So it looks like it's not going to be the case, at least not for the moment.
And you touched on that new National Farmed Animal Health Strategy. Just how comprehensive a strategy is it?
It's really far-reaching, and I suppose not maybe the most hands-on for farmers in all its pages because it's a long document, but there are a few new ideas in there. For example, there's a lot of mentions of electronic monitoring of various activities on farms. There will be a study done in the next few years to see if it would be good value for money to have electronic tagging of cattle, of all cattle. It's, some farmers choose that, but it's not compulsory at the moment. That will be studied. There's also some provision to do the same for sheep. Look at better tagging options for sheep, increased traceability, and also medicines. And that's maybe something a lot of farmers would be familiar with, antibiotics, using mastitis tubes and things like that. They could be electronically tagged as well, and usage tracked, because we have a huge problem coming up of disease-resistant germs that are not killed by antibiotics. And this antimicrobial resistance is really described in the strategy as a major threat to public health in general, not only animal health, but human health as well. So we can expect more tighter regulation and monitoring, including through electronic means, of all those drugs.
And that was Thomas Hubert, the news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. And just before we go, yesterday the IFA suspended its occupation of the Department of Agriculture offices in Kildare Street in Dublin to enter into negotiations with Minister Michael Creed on the proposed crop loss scheme arising from the 2016 harvest. And there were a number of Donegal farmers at that protest. The President of the IFA, Joe Healy, has said that the minister and his officials must ensure that the scheme is credible and provides the maximum possible support to those who need it most. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle price update. Well, good demand in a solid trade. A steer base of €4.05 a kilo. Heifers €4.15 a kilo. And cows €3.20 to €3.70 a kilo. And the sheep price update. Top price being paid, €5.60 a kilo. Ewes making €2.70 to €3 a kilo. Good demand. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.